If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I was trying to... Scott Korzenowski, by the way, filling in for Chad Hartman here at 830 WCCO. And we are joined by David Wheaton. And David, I wouldn't say I met you, but my parents were members at Minnetonka Country Club, and I was mostly a golfer, but I would go and play some tennis, and I might have even taken a tennis lesson from your mother. I can't remember if I did or I didn't, but I remember you running around there when you were like 4 or 5 years old, and I think by that point you would have easily been able to beat me. So I've known of you since back in those days when you were running around the tennis courts at Minnetonka Country Club.
Wow, that brings up a lot of good memories from way back in the day. Scott, thank you for having me on today. But I remember that fondly. The Minnetonka Country Club isn't even there anymore.
I know.
It's a housing development. But my mother used to teach tennis there in the summer. And you're right, I would tag along on the courts. And I believe it was 3 courts there.
Yep.
I played my first tournament there when I was just 8 years old and lost in the final when I was to a 12-year-old, Scott, and was so competitive that I refused to shake hands after getting defeated. So a lot of good memories of Minnetonka Country Club back in the day.
Yeah, and you had a stellar professional career. You made it to the semifinals at Wimbledon, and you lost to Boris Becker. And so with the Wimbledon tournament having just now concluded, what were your thoughts on it, and especially the two winners, both of whom, and we can talk about it maybe a little later, had been part of a doping scandal. But what's your thought about first of all, Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz? I mean, the match they had in Roland Garros was epic. This one was close to being that epic. There was a time in the fourth set when it looked like Sinner was going to spit the bit and we might be going to a fifth set, but he gathered himself and finished it off. But two tremendous finals the last two times by these two guys.
Very much. And I think the headline right now in men's professional tennis is that the guard has officially changed. And from 2003, when Federer won his first major, all the way up to 2023, when you had this rivalry of the big three with Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal just gobbling up major after major. I mean, Djokovic has won 24 majors, Nadal has won 22, and Federer has won 20. I mean, I can't, you know, records are made to be broken, Scott, but I don't see that one being broken anytime soon. But the big headline now is the fact that the two guys you mentioned, Jannik Sinner, who's from northern Italy, kind of grew up in a ski area up there and turned out to be a very good skier, but chose tennis, and rightfully so with how well he's doing. He's number one in the world now. And then his main rival now is Carlos Alcaraz, another incredible player from Spain to replace Rafael Nadal, who retired a couple of years ago. These two have been in the finals and played each other in the last 7 majors. So the last 2 years, from 2024 to 2025, the final of every Grand Slam has, I believe, been the same, whether they played each other. So this is a big story, and the fact that Sinner had never beaten Alcaraz in in a head-to-head match, and you talked about that match at the French Open, I watched part of that. Sinner had three match points to win the French Open and lost. So that was a crushing defeat. And how difficult mentally was it for him to get into the Wimbledon final now, play against Alcaraz, who he had never beaten and who had just lost to, having three match points, to actually go in there and stay steady and win that match says a lot about Sinner's mental game.
Yeah, there was a point where he was down two break points in the fourth set that if Alcaraz gets one of those two, the match would have been tied. And who knows what would – the set would have been tied, and who knows what would happen. But instead, he held on. He was up a break when finished off the set. And that was – you could just see he was probably thinking this is just like Roland Garros, but then he came back from that. Before I wanted somebody asked me to ask you a question. How would you rank 1, 2, and 3 between Borg, Connors, McEnroe?
Borg, Connors, and McEnroe. Boy, that was quite an era.
Yes.
In the 70s and early 80s when they played. Actually, Connors actually played into the late 80s. He played so late in his late 30s. I'm thinking he was nearing 40 when he retired. Boy, those guys are so different. You know, McEnroe and Borg had, of course, that incredible match at Wimbledon in 1980 with that tiebreaker in the fourth set, went to 18-16. It was a legendary tennis match. That's when tennis was incredibly popular in this country as well because of all the rivalries, the American players that had come out. But really to compare them, I mean, Borg had such a short career. I mean, he won 11 majors, I believe it was, all at the French Open and Wimbledon, 6 Frenches, 5 Wimbledons. And I think he retired at the age of about 25 years old. I think he just got burned out.
Yep.
And I think that really took away a lot of momentum from John McEnroe, actually, because McEnroe was fueled by that rivalry with Borg. And then you throw Connors into that mix, who was this really boisterous, incendiary player and personality. And that was a generation that we grew up looking up to, unfortunately. Borg was a great sport on the court, but not so much McEnroe and Connors. And so when guys like Federer and Nadal and much better behaved players came along, it sort of, I think, righted what's expected of the etiquette of tennis. But certainly that rivalry with McEnroe, Borg, and Connors was an amazing one. And who was the best player? Boy, that'd be hard to say. I think Connors maybe won the most titles of all those three. But I would say maybe Borg or McEnroe may have been just a whisker better if you had to ask my opinion.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, I was really, in watching Alcaraz, I was a big McEnroe fan in the day. I kind of liked that he would yell at the refs, by the way, which seems to be a thing of the past now that they have all these, now that the robots are calling it. It's kind of hard to argue with a robot. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this at the Wimbledon. They had a picture of Bjorn Borg sitting in the front row, and he looked like a model. Right. I mean, McEnroe, he had this dark, you know, his skin was nice and tan. He had silver hair done. He hardly a wrinkle in his face. And McEnroe goes, boy, old age has really been tough on my old rival Borg. So it was pretty interesting to see. But I'll tell you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Alcaraz really reminds me a lot of McEnroe because it seems to me, by the way, we're talking to David Wheaton, tennis legend in Minnesota and a former professional who played in all these majors. David, it seems to me that the serve and volley game is not even on grass, isn't what it used to be, that there fewer players are going to the net. But the thing I like about Alcaraz is he can beat you from the baseline, he can beat you with finesse, and he can beat you at the net. And McEnroe was a lot like that. We had all aspects of the game. What's your feeling on Alcaraz? Because I think he could be one of the greatest of all time and maybe even get those records that you talked about.
He might. I mean, he's been around. He's only, I think, 22 or 23 years yep. old. Seems like he's been out there for a long time. He came out when he was young, 17, 18 years old, and right away, people could look at his game. He had a very mature, complete game for someone that young when he was 17 or 18. So there's a lot of expectation for him, and he's really lived up to it, which is very hard to do. He has a great enthusiasm when he plays the game, when he competes. You see a smile on his face a lot. He competes hard. He shows his emotion. He's a gamer. He loves the competition, loves the battle, and that's going to take him a long way. He's got a great team around him, a guy that played during my generation, Juan Carlos Ferrero, was his coach in Spain. And so, yeah, he's got big things ahead of him. I think he's already won, six majors or something. Yep. So he's well on his way to being a great player. Now, whether he is able to attain a situation like his countryman Rafael Nadal and getting 22 is a completely different story. That takes a lot of good things to go your way, like good health, not getting injuries, staying motivated, having good people around you, all the different things that go into having a career of longevity. But you're right about him. He has a very good all-court game. Now, what you said about him being more like McEnroe, I wouldn't say not so much, because McEnroe was much more of a net rushing player. His serve was so good, so accurate, very quick around the net, great hands. But I think from a temperamental standpoint, Alcaraz not as temperamental as McEnroe, who is, but he certainly shows you what's going on inside of him when he's playing tennis.
There's been a lot talked about in tennis. I know Amanda Asimonov, who got shut out in her match and then gave a very eloquent speech under incredibly trying circumstances, but she had stepped away from the game for a while. We've seen Coco Gauff. You were in the cauldron of men's tennis, and it seems to me that it's got to be a very stressful way to make a living. Is that true, and how did you handle that yourself?
Understatement.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I think tennis, and of course I'm a bit biased in saying this, but I think it's one of the hardest sports because it's a one-on-one sport. It's so personal. It's so confrontational. It's just you and your opponent. And back in the day, I know they allow some coaching now, but back in the day, it was you had no help from the outside, and it was just win or be defeated. And I think boxing and wrestling are tougher because they bring the physical aspect into it, physical contact into it. But it is a very stressful career from a standpoint of that confrontational nature of tennis. There's nowhere to hide. You can't run out the clock. There's no clock in tennis. You can't just sort of slow down at the end of the game. You have to push your way across the finish line. There are so many ups and downs. You were talking about that fourth set with Alcaraz and Sinner, that a couple points either way, all of a sudden, boom, Sinner loses the fourth set, and now they're in the fifth set, and it's anyone's match. And so I think the stress of that and the length of the season, there's really no off season in tennis. These players are traveling all over the world. It's highly competitive, drawing from all international countries. It's not a regional sport. I think all of this just adds to the fact that makes this a difficult sport, but a great sport. This is a sport that kind of reveals what you have going on inside of you, and you're laid bare when you're on a tennis court. And that's why I felt particularly badly for Amanda Anisimova in the finals of Wimbledon, losing 6-0, 6-0. I mean, I think this is the first time in 114 years at Wimbledon that it's been double bageled in the final. So that's going to be a tough one to recover from, but she had a great tournament as an American to get there. She beat the number one player in the world, Sabalenka, in the semis, and So she can still hold her head high, but that's something that will stick with you, and she's going to have to be able to overcome going forward.
One thing before I let you go, first of all, I would recommend to anybody find the, I think it's The Unknown, documentary series on Marty Fish. Did you ever know Marty Fish? I know he did grow up in Minnesota and went down, but the amazing thing is Marty Fish had played all the way to where he was in the top 10. He's in the semifinals of a major tournament, and he says, I can't play anymore. He goes, I need some help mentally, and he went and got it. I mean, that will tell you that you watch that and you know how difficult the sport is. Did you ever get to know Marty? Do you know Marty?
I do know Marty. He was a generation or two behind me. Mm-hmm. But I do know him. I know he was born and raised for a time here in Minnesota, moved down to Florida. Real nice guy. Great golfer, by the way, in addition to a tennis player.
Yes.
But, yeah, I have not seen that documentary, but I was aware of the difficulty he went through mentally at that particular point in his career. And he's not the only one. I mean, this is challenging. And I think the perspective, keeping perspective is so key. This is a sport. Why am I doing this? You know, what am I afraid of? You know, why am I, you know, all the key questions that you have to have grounded in your life to be able to do something well and be at peace doing it is so, so important. That's something that I really had to go through in my own career as well. And I sort of came to a point in my career, midway through, where I really was grounded in my faith. And that really helped me have better perspective on going in this career.
Well, before I let you go, tell us what you're doing now.
Yeah. Well, for the last 20-some years, I came off the tour at the end of, I think it was 2001. So I'm 56 years old now, hard to believe looking back at those days. But I've been involved in producing radio what you're doing. For the last 20-some years, I produce a Christian radio program called The Christian Worldview every week. And that's been a very fulfilling post-career endeavor for me. So really enjoy that.
Well, good. Well, thanks for coming on, David. I appreciate your insight, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, see you later. David Wheaton, the great David Wheaton. Yeah, he was quite, his mom was, she was quite the tennis pro. And she, this little kid was just sitting there lashing these baseline shots. We were all amazed. You know, so he's 9 years younger than me. So I would have been, when he was four, I would have been like 13. And, you know, I probably thought I was pretty good. Yeah, I wasn't. I watched them. It was something to see. So some good insight.
I liked the story about losing in the final at the club to the 12-year-old when he was eight and being so mad and so competitive that he refused to shake the opponent's hand. I can only imagine what the car ride home was with mom, the tennis pro. I'm sure she did not take kindly to that behavior.
They're a very Christian, you know, behave yourself family. You're not going to see these. Then his sister was also a very good tennis player, Marnie. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to ask about her. She was also a very good tennis player. So quite the tennis family. So it's always great getting David on the radio when it comes to a tennis. He's a good guy to listen to. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the Supreme Court, you know, I don't think that the Supreme Court necessarily is making decisions based on the law. I think they're making decisions based on which party is in the presidency.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.